my name is Maria Peternova. I'm from Russia. I'm a journalist and I also a yoga teacher. My story is called The Last Flight. Danny is sitting in a blue puffy seat near the round window of a Boeing 777. He has about 7 hours to think about his future vacation in New York. Blunt and curly flying attendant with the red lipstick is serving drinks. Should I begin my day with a glass of a cold white wine? It can help me to feel better during the flight. That actually is a great idea. I'm starting my vacation today, so it's definitely the time to relax. Danny's beautiful wife is sitting right behind him. Why that nice lady at the airport did not give us as close seats? Right. She said we should have ordered and paid online for them before the flight. And now there are no more available double seats on the plane. But it's okay anyway. At least I have enough time to plan my perfect vacation in the United States. Maybe I would watch a film in English to refresh my memories of the language. But the wine is first. They should have good Italian wine on the board. It is all Italia flight, so they have to be prepared for the picky clients, thought Danny. He felt his feet became bigger because of the altitude. He took off his brown shoes made from soft Italian leather. Now it's much better. He wishes to have his pajamas with him. Luckily, his lovely wife Leslie has bought a couple of nice cushions for the trip. Suddenly, he felt some discomfort in his chest area and around the neck. Does the air become different? He leaned the head back on the airplane seat and looked at the window. Big white lush clouds were freely flying outside. It looks really cold there, thought Danny. I wish I can jump over these puffy clouds. Everybody did. Actually, maybe I will. The music started to play louder. It was Muse, a famous rock band from England. He used to know the bass guitar guy from this group. What was his name? Robert? Chris? John? It doesn't matter anymore. Many things didn't matter now. Danny just wants to have a perfect vacation in New York with his lovely wife. He wants to get lost in time and explore the whole city without any particular plan, just walking around, making spontaneous stops to eat something really tasty. Maybe the famous bagels with salmon and greens. That's super important. He's Italian, and the food is a thing, the big thing. Danny wants to hold the soft wife's hands with bright red nails cover. She always loved the red color. He wants to see her joyful smile and the sparkling blue eyes looking at the endless Manhattan skyline. He wants to laugh together as much as they can about this strange American way of living. Who drinks black water from big cups and calls it a coffee? And they would definitely go to visit all the famous museums and Central Park. Maybe they even make a horse ride in the park. Of course he knows that now it is a bad idea to use animals for having fun. Of course he does. But Leslie, the love of his life, she was dreaming about it for a so long time. She had even started to talk about it when they reached the airport in Rome. They would definitely do this. And later, after that ride, they will go to the best restaurant and they will order the most expensive bottle of champagne with some good desserts. Do they have good desserts in the United States? I hope they do, said Danny to himself. I heard something good about Magnolia Bakery from Leslie's friend Joanne. She visited New York a couple times last year with her young, handsome boyfriend from Sweden. Maybe we should check this place first. Next Muse song started playing. It was his favorite one, Starlight. It remembers him of the time when the wife's young brother Jason moved to Italy and started to live with them. Jason was in his 20s and he used to love two things, good music and good marijuana. Jason reminded Danny of himself when he was in college, wearing a stretched hippie colorful t-shirt and funny bright pink pants with big pockets filled with rolled up cigarettes, tobacco filters and lighters. These were good times. He was studying philosophy in Bologna, in a very famous student city in the heart of Italy. Small narrow streets, yellow sandstone buildings, small smoky bars with lots of talks, cold drinks, and lots of roll-up cigarettes in between. He always loved to smoke. It is a beautiful ritual you share with another person, and it is always a sacred process. You can meet a complete stranger, and after a couple of cigarette puffs, tell him your biggest secret easily. Danny even hardly can remember now how many bar talks like this he had before, during warm Italian summer evenings. It was always a magic. Sadly, you can't smoke in the airplane these days. The blonde flying attendant has started to serve the food. What he would order today, thought Danny. It is should be the perfect meal as a perfect start of his perfect vacation with his perfect lovely wife. He would definitely choose something new. He always likes to try new food and a new type of wine with it. This food and wine passion he inherited from his dear father. Danny wanted to be close with him, but unfortunately his dad left the family too early, right after the death of his young daughter Amalia. Danny's sister was 19 when he talked with her last time. It was a hard year for the whole family. They all tried to save her life. Danny even memorized the first prayer in his life, and he did not go to sleep till he repeated it 3 times, staying on his knees near her bed. He wanted to do everything he can to help his young sister, but it was useless. As Danny remembers, in 1994, it was a hot Italian summer when for the first time the whole family was traveling so far together, the desired trip to America. Danny was dreaming about it for a so long time, and his dreams came true, but unfortunately, the reason for the trip was not a touristic curiosity of his parents. The reason was something that every family, in their best upscale outfits, whispers on Sundays directly to God in the church to save them from. Danny's sister Amalia was young, beautiful, and heavily sick. All family was packed to the New York trip with a lot of hopes to heal Amalia. Mom wanted everything to look like home in the United States. She even brought her moka pot, a famous Italian coffee maker, to start the family mornings as usual with a cup of strong espresso and a cigarette on a tiny New York balcony. Danny never talked with his mom about that American chapter of their family story, even when they left alone, Danny and mom. And now, after almost 25 years, Danny is sitting in the same blue airplane seat, and he's looking at the same clouds outside of the window, and he has exactly the same incurable disease that his sister Amalia had before. The flight 3478 with the same route, Rome, New York, and exactly the same number is starting to go higher and higher into the sky toward God. Danny never even believed in God. He believed in good people and a good talk, and maybe in good food, served with a perfect matching wine. He believed in love, and he met her, his wonderful blonde angel from the other side of the planet. She danced like a goddess when he first time met her. He believed in happiness, and he got it. His 2 amazing kids, a boy and a girl, they are almost teenagers now. He wishes to send them a good college and to learn them to be kind and easygoing people, and to be happy and love their life as it is. But now his kids are spending time with their granny in Italy, Joseph probably playing with his PlayStation as usual, and Micaela hanging on the phone with her best friend Francesca. And Danny and his beautiful wife should finally relax and spend the best vacation together. Danny knew that after a couple of hours he would meet wife's brother, Jason, in the JFK airport, and they pretend that everything is great as it was before in Italy, when they both lived there. And now in New York, they would spend the best week together as an ordinary happy family, the week full of love and fun. They all would say the most important words to each other, and they would be smoking roll-up cigarettes together. He bought some good tobacco for Jason, as they did before in Italy, but this time in complete silence. They would be as much silent as they can remember, to hear, to size the moment between them. Maybe the last perfect magic cigarette talk. It would be the perfect moment of saying goodbye without any words, before Danny is going to meet his dad and his sister Amalia at the top of the sky. But first, he needs to breathe through the flight, maybe the last flight of his life. Danny is squeezing the soft hand of the love of his life and looking right into her eyes. He is smiling through his tears. Pure love is everything that he has at the moment, and he is absolutely happy. He is going to spend the best vacation in New York, the perfect happy family vacation he always dreamed about. I was a participant of Dreaming Out Loud workshop. I joined this workshop in 2020, and I believe that this is a great opportunity to build a community of writers and to have a chance to share your writing with other people and receive a feedback. It felt really warm community for me, and I'm very excited that we are still doing this kind of workshop online, even during this health crisis situation.
I'm so glad to hear that you're especially excited about the virtual edition of our workshop, because we were thrilled when Alvaro volunteered to continue running them for the next, you know, foreseeable future. So you've hinted a little bit about what the impact of the program has been on your identity as a writer, but could you tell us more?
Yes, sure. It feels very important to keep connected with my community, and it supports me to develop my writing skills. And especially during these times, it's really hard to write something. And as we're doing our meetings now through Zoom experience, we can share our writings and we can express our feelings. Being a Dreaming Out Loud participant helped me to find new friends.
Yeah, one of the reasons I really love this program is the sense of fellowship and camaraderie that it seems like so many students come out with it. And in that vein, I was wondering what advice you might give to other immigrants who are looking to become writers someday themselves.
Keep writing no matter what. Use any language which works for you today. For me, as a writer, I was struggling to write in English because I wasn't sure about the grammar side of my language. But when I had this opportunity to join the Dreaming Out Loud workshop, I have met other people, same as I am, other immigrants, and I felt so much supported by them. And it, you know, this situation encouraged me.
Thanks for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thank you for having me.